For over 40 years, David Wallen earned money fishing around Petersburg. Now he's retired and has the time to give back. He's one of several volunteers with Petersburg Community Foundation trying to facilitate this year's grant process. Wallen says a core group of nonprofits usually apply year after year, but the money has been spread around over time.
Oh, Children's Center, Little Norway, just a myriad of projects and groups. I believe that there are something like 75 nonprofit groups in Petersburg. It surprised me when I read the list, but there's quite a few, and they're all eligible.
The deadline to apply is April 18th. Wallen explains how the process works.
When they put in their applications, which are done online, we will receive them after the closure of the period. We will read and grade each application. Of course, it is up to the individual group to request whatever it is that they feel they need and then to justify that.
There's no question that there are many local nonprofits that need help with funding. But in making their decision on who gets what, Wallen says the foundation is looking for the effectiveness of how far the money will go towards a specific need.
With a very real eye toward what will a partial grant mean to the whole grant, whether or not they will be able to fill that in. It's a critical part, and it's sometimes overlooked.
Wallen says they rarely give groups the full amount that they ask for, but awards typically range from $500 to $2,500. The Petersburg Community Foundation was established in 2008. It has a permanent endowment fund, which is used to improve the quality of life in Petersburg.
It's a loose-knit, revolving group of people that have interest in finding people with needs and sources for helping them.
There will be an awards celebration around Little Norway Days when the recipients will find out about their awards. Applications must be done online. You can do that at petersburgcf.org and follow the grant links there. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.